You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something interesting happened to Gretch just a few days ago. She was on Nextdoor. Do you guys do any of that stuff on
Nextdoor? We do, yeah. We like Nextdoor.
I think it's very helpful.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to get rid of stuff. For whatever reason, people want almost anything that you will put on Nextdoor. I'm not saying everything, but it seems like almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just post it on there and people are like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Or if you have questions like, hey, where's a good dentist around here or something? They're like, hey, how about to try this? Anyway, she saw something the other day. It was a mom who had posted a thing about what to do about her child's graduation party. She's like, I'm kind of torn because I want to have a graduation party for my child. But at the same time, we're trying to do social distancing and I don't want to invite a bunch of people over and blah, 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 blah. And so Gretchen just got on her phone and she just typed in, really, why not just give them cash, which is what they want more than anything, mm-hmm. and just be done with it. Just simply. It's like, you don't have to throw a big party. Just
cash, kids love money.
Listen, when kids are 17 and 18 years old, money is
it's freedom to them. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
You know, they like that, I think, way more than even a gadget or clothes or anything. You just give them mm-hmm. cash so they can spend it. So that's what she said. She's like, you know, it's a tough time. Just give them money and be done with it. And when she hit enter, before it posted, a little warning flashed up on the screen. It was like an automatic response from Nextdoor. And it said, you are responding to, and I'm paraphrasing, okay, because I didn't see it. She told me about it. But it essentially said something like, you are responding and commenting on something that has to do with the coronavirus issue in America, the pandemic. So are you sure you want to post this?
Wow.
Meaning, do you need to count to 10 with what you're saying and decide if you really want to say it or not?
Because you just don't know how they're going to take it on the other end.
Right. The robot didn't see what her words were. It doesn't know what she's saying.
But it recognizes
that this is a sensitive area these days. And so it comes on and says, look, you can post this if you want, but are you sure you want to? And although she felt in her heart like what she had said was totally fine, she deleted it and did not post it because it made her think twice.
Because I guess you don't know the other end. Like, you could say, give them cash, but then the other person could come back all irritated. Well, I lost my job. I don't have money right now.
Exactly.
How dare you think I can just hand out cash?
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So there was a plethora of things that went through my mind about, is this good? Is this bad? And
I like it.
I settled on that I think this is a good thing, but after being on social media over the last month or so, I feel as if it would be a wasted warning on most people, not all.
Maybe it does give you that split second to just kind of reflect and say, do I need to say this? Is it going to change anyone's mind? Is it going to change the world? Is it going to do anything beneficial?
Yeah, but in my experience,
mine too. They'll just post it.
Some people pay attention to that warning, but I think that at least half are like, screw it. The world needs to hear my comment.
Mm-hmm.
When the world really doesn't, but that's what they think.
Because your comment is out of their mind within 2 seconds, usually, anyway.
There's no governor on our comments, right? I don't want to do the old back in the old days, but there was back in the day, if you wanted to comment on something, you had to sit down, write a letter to the editor, put it in an envelope, address it, put a stamp on it, and go to the mailbox. That's all the steps you had to go through rather than an instantaneous,
yeah, you can just
I'm
going to
tell the world
verbal
my
vomit.
Opinion on something.
Yeah. I like this. I like it a lot. I would like to see it on other things now. On Instagram, on Facebook, on work emails. I think it would be extremely beneficial because how many times does a work email come in and you're just tippity-tap-tap typing away because you're so irritated and you hit send, and sure enough, you're going to regret what you sent. So a little something that pops up that says, are you sure you want to send this right now or do you want to take 5 minutes?
You know what the
take
work email warning needs to be? The work email warning needs to pop up. Are you sure this needs to be a reply all?
Is this
Does
an all
everybody
staff?
Need to see you tell one person congratulations?
Because we're thinking not.
Probably not. That's another discussion.
That's a whole nother thing.
But the only thing with it being on everything and all the time is that it becomes that wallpaper that we talk about.
You just instantly click through. Yes, it's fine. Yes, it's fine.
It's like when you go to update an app or something like that, and it has the 12 pages of, you know,
like forms. The legal stuff. Yeah,
the agreement. Right.
You zip to the bottom.
The agreement. Everyone zips to the bottom and clicks I accept.
Agree. Yeah. The thing with social media right now, Dom, I'm kind of bumming because I had a lot of fun on social media. I think you're the same way. We're both kind of snarky and just kind of goofy on it, and we don't take everything so serious. But I'm finding now, even with the snark and just kind of the fun comments or the just a little bit of fun poking, that people get so easily offended by that now that they do not see the snark behind posts. So honestly, I'm on it in the morning for work stuff. I'm doing stuff for the show, getting our clickbait on there. And then I bounce the rest of the day. I really just don't get on it anymore. I don't post. I don't like things. I don't comment just because I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to hear the reactions, even if it's obviously goofy. And a lot of people know me. It's like, I'm not going to be serious. I'm not going to be posting political and all that stuff. I'll goof on you, but then somehow it gets spun into I'm a horrible person, so I just don't do it anymore. It's ruined it for me.
That's sad, isn't it?
It is sad, because it can be really a fun platform to just have some fun on, but it's too much anger right now.
A couple of months ago, I switched so that it used to be 80, 90% of everything I posted was kind of snarky or funny or just meant to entertain. And I've gone to like half and half where I'll put something kind of funny, like Gretchen's toe, being able to wiggle that one toe, you know, something ridiculous like that. And I balance it out with what I like to think of as thoughtful long form posts. So they're long and almost like essays. And obviously nobody has to read them, but if they want to, they might find something interesting or thought provoking in there. And it leads to a lot of comments, which I found good until the last couple or whatever, especially the last one that I did that earned me a bunch of private messages from people who were taking me to task, specifically because I was trying to post something that was uplifting and positive.
Yeah.
You know, like, can we find a positive in this? It was just meant to be thoughtful. Just think about this. And this could be a good thing for America. And I actually heard from people who said, we don't need this right now. We're in a crisis moment, and we don't need to have some sort of touchy-feely good blah, 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 because right now we all just need to protest. And I was like, okay, do I just need to stop posting altogether?
I think that's the answer.
Well, a good friend of mine did that thing on Facebook I saw this morning when I woke up where she said, this is getting too toxic. I'm out of Facebook for the rest of the summer. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. And on one hand, I thought, going onto social media to say that you're leaving social media, I don't know how I feel about that. I think if I did it, I would just walk away. And for the next 3 months, there would just be nothing posted on my page.
Yeah.
Because like you,
just kind of the way
to
go.
I don't want to be brought down. Mm-mm. I don't want to be discouraged every day. I want to try to find the hope and find
me too, man.
The bright light. And you're
Jeremy,
through your humor that you do, you provide that bright light for people. And there are just minority, but they're very vocal.
We try, man.
That don't want people to have a good time right now.
But I'm telling you, like, even if I post a chocolate chip cookie recipe, the messages that come in that say, how dare you? Chocolate is so bad. It's so fattening. Look at the sugar content in these cookies. How dare you post such a thing? It's like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I feel your pain.
They're just cookies, lady.
Part of me wants to just say, screw those people and just keep doing it and just buck the trend of being, you know, negative all the time.
Yeah.
And say, you know, some people have to try to be a beacon for something.
It's a challenge, though. It's a challenge. You got to have the right mindset and the right personality, because if the negative just keeps still coming at you, it's hard to deflect that every day.
Here's
it's
what
hard.
I would really like is on a page, like a business page, you can do this, I think. But on a personal profile page, like the majority of us have, you cannot shut off comments. And that's what I wish with some of the things that I post. because the majority of the comments are so sweet and so nice. They're like, hey, Dom, I really appreciate you saying that. And that means a lot to me. Honestly, it does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would risk getting rid of those just to leave out the angry, pissed off, you know.
I think you can turn off the comments, can you?
I don't think so, buddy.
I don't know.
Can you?
I don't know if you can turn off, like, private messages. I don't know. I'd have to dig a little deeper.
I'm going to dig again. I looked once because I would like to post things and just not have messages. You can read it. If you agree, great. If you don't, great. But
live
we don't
your life,
have to get into
on.
A debate about it on yeah. it. We don't have to debate everything.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
people just want to express how they feel. And if it means, if it touches you, great. If not, live your life.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what else there is to say about this.
I want you to keep posting funny things.
Well, then I want you to still continue to post your thoughtful articles. All right.
How about for one more week until we really lose our minds?
Just till the end of June, you guys. That's all you get. Then we're done.